Giant lizards often attack Tokyo, at least in the movies. The Godzilla-scarred city is resilient, though. Commentator Andy Raskin thinks he's found out the key to why citizens there seem to take life in stride.
Here's what it sounds like at Tokyo's Shinagawa Station before the Keihin Tohoku line leaves the platform. Here's Tokyo Station, the Yamanote line. And Yoyogi, the Sobu line. When I was a student in Japan in 1988, a shrill beeping noise used to signal all aboard. But on a recent business trip to Tokyo, I found the platforms there alive with the sound of synthesized music. A Japan railway spokesman told me the idea is to alleviate the kind of commuter anxiety that drives passengers to jam themselves into already crowded trains. In the early 1990s, the railroad commissioned Yamaha to write a Hassha Melody, or departing train melody, that would be as attention-getting as a 2 kHz siren, without provoking jitters. A Yamaha composer was supposedly walking into a Zen temple when he noticed that the sound of its iron bell was penetrating yet soothing. He programmed the first Hassha Melody to exhibit a similar timbre. Like highway signage, Hassha melodies are about function, yet they're often quite beautiful. In Funabashi Station, for instance, people board the Sobu line to the beat of a regal, futuristic waltz. There is drama on the Joban line at Abiko Station. In Shinjuku, on the Saikyo line, there's what might be an ode to Mr. Rogers' trolley. When two trains arrive at the same station, the result can be eerie dissonance. Judging from the rush hour pushing and shoving I saw, the phrase, "let's wait for the next one," has yet to catch on in Tokyo. But I'm glad for the Hassha melodies, if only because they add an interesting dimension to a regular old train ride. And my favorite of all is the Keio line at Tokyo Station. You don't have to look around at all the smiling kids wearing big black ears to know that you're bound for a land of fun and happiness where all your dreams come true. You don't need the conductor to tell you that after the lady's voice says all aboard, the doors are closing. You're going to Tokyo Disneyland.
Andy Raskin lives in San Francisco. He's a senior writer for Business 2.0 magazine.